I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Election observers in Europe are concerned about free elections this month in Belarus as four election observers and a presidential candidate were arrested. This overshadowed the arrest of Pastor Georgi Vyzovsky for violating a new law. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba.
This regulation says that you cannot conduct any religious activity outside of the church walls. But as in this case, this church cannot have their own facility. And because, you know, they simply wanted to have Bible studies and worship, they were gathering at the pastor's home. For that, he was in prison.
Next, Muslim leaders over the weekend led protest rallies claiming Israel disrespects other religions' holy sites and is intolerant. Christian leaders balk at the charges. Christians have fled previously Christian-dominated cities such as Nazareth and Bethlehem en masse due to persecution and holy site desecrations by Muslims. Just last week, Muslim terrorists firebombed a Bible Society building in Ramallah. Despite the threats, a remnant evangelical church remains and ministry is continuing. And instability in the Middle East has had an adverse effect on families in the region. However, Sat7's Debbie Brink says their programming response prompted an audience reaction they didn't expect. She attributes a 40% jump in response to addressing a specific ministry need.
One very exciting trend is regarding a program called The Happy Marriage, which was a program that we aired towards the end of last year, and we saw 20,000 responses come in just for that program, which touches on a real felt need in the region.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John 15, she talks about how God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.